some time. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News.
On this vote, the yeas are 224 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
The House has passed a measure that would fund the government through next Friday so lawmakers can continue working on a larger measure despite the objections of the Republican leader.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there's no rush to pass a long-term government funding bill just weeks before the GOP takes control of the House.
They should not jam us now. They should not jam the American public. We cannot afford it.
An emerging omnibus spending bill is expected to top $1.5 trillion, funding the federal government through the rest of the fiscal year. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says if it's free of partisan poison pill provisions, he'll support it. Approval will require a majority in the House and at least 60 votes in the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Authorities in Louisiana say at least three people have died from a suspected tornadoes that have torn through the state yesterday and today. The same system has brought blizzard-like conditions to the Great Plains. The storm's expected to impact the Midwest with snow and ice and then make their way to the East Coast. The Federal Reserve raising a key interest rate by a half percentage point. It's the seventh hike this year in an effort to combat inflation.
The largest amount of pain, the worst pain, would come from a failure to raise rates high enough and from us allowing inflation to become entrenched in the economy.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Policymakers also signaled they're prepared to raise the rate by an additional 0.75 percentage point and leave it there through 2023. 58-year-old Thomas Edwin Loden Jr. has been put to death in Mississippi for the rape and murder of a 16-year-old girl more than 20 years ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
China continues to move away from a zero-tolerance COVID-19 policy.
China will stop reporting asymptomatic COVID-19 cases, saying they've become impossible to track now that mass testing is no longer required. This comes a week after Beijing announced its most significant easing yet of antivirus measures after some 3 years of the toughest restrictions in the world, which included forcing some people to isolate in government facilities and lockdown measures affecting entire cities. China's international borders remain largely shut, but it's also stopped tracking some travel, shutting down an app which critics say could be used for mass surveillance. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Census Bureau says it's putting on hold plans to apply by 2025 a controversial method for protecting the privacy of participants after facing pushback from prominent researchers. Heavy reliance by the U.S. on foreign supply of prescription drugs has led to a shortage of medicine in local pharmacies.
According to the U.S. Pharmacopeia, that's a nonprofit, 83% of the companies that are manufacturing critical ingredients that make drugs like amoxicillin are foreign, places like China and India. So a disruption in the supply chain there means a disruption to our supply here. Companies in India, they were associated with 20% of drug ingredients back in 2000. But by the end of last year, that has grown to 62% for the year. China grew from 4% to 23%, while the number of American companies making drug ingredients, well, that shrank from 15% to just 4%.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu. This comes at a time when cases of COVID-19, RSV, and the flu are rising in the U.S. Audiences for the World Cup quarterfinals in the U.S. range from 13.5 to 7.4 million. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.